In this country, cities and towns in Massachusetts have begun issuing the nation's first marriage license applications to same-sex couples. The action follows a ruling by the state's highest court. It marks a major milestone for gay and lesbian rights, and the city of Cambridge led the way, issuing license applications just after midnight. NPR's Anthony Brooks was there.
As the first couples left City Hall with their marriage license applications in hand shortly after midnight, a crowd of more than 5,000 people, most of them cheering, had filled the streets and drowned out the half dozen or so protesters. The celebration grew throughout the day yesterday as gay and lesbian couples, many of them accompanied by family and friends, began lining up outside of City Hall. Sitting in folding camp chairs, they looked like baseball fans waiting for World Series tickets to go on sale. 56-year-old Marcia Hams of Cambridge and her partner were first in line. They showed up 24 hours ahead of time so they could be the nation's first gay couple to apply for a legal marriage license.
We've been together for 27 years, and we have a 24-year-old son, so we really never thought we'd be able to do this.
Hams' partner, Susan Shepherd, says they are grateful to the seven couples whose lawsuit made this day possible. A couple from nearby Brookline, Massachusetts, who gave only their first names, Doug and Kurt, described yesterday as emotional.
Kurt and I have been together 9 years on Thursday. For the first time, we feel like we're really free and equal.
I do feel as though I'm like a boy who was born left-handed and was told by my government for my whole life that I had to use my right hand, even though I couldn't really express myself properly with it. And finally, at long last, the government is saying, it's okay to be left-handed. You're just like everybody else. Go ahead and have a great life.
Are you a couple?
Who's a couple?
You with them?
Are you a separate couple?
No, yes.
Are you with them?
No, with him.
By 10:30, the first of more than 260 couples filed into City Hall, where they were handed a numbered ticket and ushered into the city council chambers and a citywide celebration, which featured a three-tiered wedding cake and a big digital clock counting down to midnight as if it were New Year's Eve. In an invocation, Reverend Irene Monroe of Cambridge told the assembled couples what they could expect at their weddings in the coming days.
You will now hear the justices of the peace say to us, I now pronounce you wife and wife, or husband and husband, but my favorite is this, I now pronounce you married.
Massachusetts joins the Netherlands, Belgium, and three Canadian provinces as the only places in the world where gays can marry. Mary Bonato, the lead attorney in the Massachusetts lawsuit, said the victory ensures that gay and lesbian couples and their families will enjoy the same rights as heterosexual couples.
The door of marriage had been closed, all the rights associated with marriage had been denied, and in a few minutes, that door is going to open here in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Alex and Mark, a couple from Boston, spoke for many of the families here about the importance of last night.
It means actually finally after being together for 10 years that it's validated.
We have three daughters, and so we won't be unwedded parents, but for them not to feel different than everyone else, it's an important thing.
By law, these couples would have to wait 3 days to marry, but many plan to seek court waivers which would allow them to marry today. As the cheers ushered in a new day and new rights for same-sex couples, they also mark the latest stage in a divisive national debate. As the mayor of Cambridge, Michael Sullivan, put it, today is the time for celebration. Later on is the opportunity for politics. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.